Grizzly bears still roam certain mountainous places in the Northwest, but it's a big question whether they'll be around for much longer. There are only a handful of them left, and that's why the federal government is working on a plan to bring in more grizzlies to Washington's North Cascades. It wouldn't be the first time. Biologists did the same thing years ago in a Montana mountain range, and it worked. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt traveled to Big Sky Country to see how its residents are adjusting to life with grizzly bears.
You're listening to the sound of several grizzly bears try to find their way out of culvert traps. It's a metal cylinder that's used to move bears from one place to another. That sound is from a video from the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department. Biologists have been transporting bears around the state of Montana for years, for different reasons. One is to get problem grizzlies away from people's homes. Bears can learn about new food overnight, and then they become a nuisance. James Jonkel manages human-bear conflicts for Montana's Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
We have everything we need in here to capture and work a bear.
Jonkel opens up a trailer full of equipment for trapping grizzlies. He's gearing up for the start of grizzly season as the bears make their way out of hibernation. Often, Jonkel is relocating grizzlies that have found an easy source of food. Things like left-out dog food, unsecured chicken coops, or garbage cans. He'll drive to people's homes to help them figure out why grizzlies are coming around.
When I get there, you know, I'm like, oh, it's these bird feeders. Let me help you take them down. You know, start taking their bird feeders down and all. Oh, it's a salt lick. And I'll grab the salt lick and put it inside.
Another reason bears get moved around Montana is to help up the populations in pockets where their long-term survival is in doubt. That means capturing and relocating female grizzlies who can produce cubs. That's something that's already happened in Montana's Cabinet Mountains, and it could serve as a model for Washington's North Cascades. Wayne Kayswarm is part of that Cabinet Mountain Grizzly Bear Project.
This is the first time that we ever really moved a non-problem bear from one location to another to bolster or assist that target population.
The relocation has helped bring those bears back from the brink. In the 1990s, grizzlies in northwestern Montana dipped to the single digits. Now, there are roughly 60 bears. It's this population of bears that could be used to guide reintroductions in Washington. As grizzlies expand their range elsewhere in Montana, people are learning to live with the bears, even if they're not all learning to like it. Ranchers in Washington are arguing against the return of grizzlies to the North Cascades. They warn that will mean more of a danger for their livestock. It's the same thing some Montana ranchers have complained about. And for some of them, the problem is not just hypothetical. Take rancher Dave McEwen. He has 6 guard dogs. They've chased off bears before. The first time his flock was attacked, he was in shock. He found a sheep carcass in the field, and it looked suspiciously different from when coyotes attack.
I'm in denial. Just sitting there, no. I don't need this nightmare. I'm going into a little bit of a blind rage here at that time.
Soon he found some clues. Grizzly tracks in the mud. 2 right front prints, 2 different sizes. 13 sheep were confirmed killed in that attack.
And you lay awake at night listening to dogs bark. You kind of wonder. You always wonder if they're there or not.
For other ranchers and conservation groups, it's not a matter of fighting the bears. It's a matter of living with them. Russ Talmo is with Defenders of Wildlife. He says people don't have to see eye to eye, but there's still a lot of work that can be done.
Part of that is moving away from the conversation about whether or not grizzly bears should be here. Like, that's not a conversation anymore. Grizzly bears are here. And the conversation should be about how do we move forward knowing that grizzly bears are here.
And that could be a question Washington has to face. For his part, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke thinks grizzlies could be reintroduced to the Evergreen State. Here's how he talked about the chances of it happening when he met with reporters last month at the North Cascades National Park headquarters.
I'm not going to make a prejudgment, but I can tell you the winds are very favorable.
The federal government's choice on whether, and perhaps how, to bring more grizzlies back to the ecosystem is due out by the end of this year. I'm Courtney Flatt in Missoula, Montana.